This is Lydia Johnson, joined by the Agricultural Mechanics Repair and Maintenance Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo, Scott Henderson of the Canyon FFA Chapter in Texas. Scott, to get started, will you just tell us a little bit about your project?
Yeah, so the Ag Mechanics and Maintenance and Repair, that's basically me just taking old farm equipment and fixing it. And then the way I did it was through tractors. I kind of got interested in things with wheels from a very young age, and tractors became the main thing in fifth grade. When I restored a 48 Farmall Cub that was my granddad's, and yeah, the passion started from there, and I just kept going with it. And so now I've fully restored 5 tractors, fixed up about 9, and yeah, made some really cool relationships along the way. So
you started with that one tractor. Why tractors? You could restore anything.
Well, I kind of had a farmer down the road from me that his daughters had showed tractors, and he heard about this tractor I had, and he was like, you can show that through FFA. And at the time, I wasn't very great at speaking to people. And so my parents were all for it. They wanted me to be able to talk to people. So yeah, I got started into restoring them, took it to the shows, and fell in love with the showing part of it too.
Tell us a little bit about the process of restoring a tractor.
So I've learned a lot throughout the 5 that I've done. The first one, I didn't really know how deep I needed to get into it, and so I didn't take the transmission apart. I kind of outsourced a lot of my motor work and stuff, but that next year I started off with sandblasting the whole tractor. I completely tore it down, no bolts went untouched, and I went into the motor shop this time, and I worked with a guy, and he taught me everything he knew, and went through transmissions by myself, and then my dad helped me with all this. I mean, he's a self-taught mechanic, but he's got the knowledge to help me get through it. And that's the cool thing about the mechanic side of it, is you can teach yourself it, basically. You just have to, I always took pictures of stuff as it came apart, and you just have to put it back together yourself, so you teach yourself and you learn a lot.
So you said you've restored 5 completely so far. Tell us a little bit about those tractors and maybe some of the challenges that you go through in that process.
The first one I did was that 48 Farmall Cub, and I was in fifth grade. I don't remember a whole lot of it, but I do remember the late nights out there with my dad, and yeah, it was hard to get all of it planned, and then being pulled out of school one Friday to go paint it just kind of suddenly, because it's when they could get me in. The tractor I did my freshman year was a 34 Alice Chalmers, and it was rough. It was actually my COVID year tractor, and so I always joked and said that it released COVID because it was that old, and that it was just that bad to restore. But it was a lot of hunting down parts and stuff like that. I've made connections throughout the 5 that I've done, and yeah, the connections I've found have really helped me. So it's gotten easier over the years, if you will. So yeah.
Have you expanded beyond just the tractors to other maintenance?
Yeah, so now I've been actually kind of flipping older Ford pickups. It's my dad's a big Ford guy, and really anything I can get my hands on that I think I can fix up, make look nicer, I buy it. If I can flip it, I flip it. Sometimes I'll have my friends ask me if I can help them fix a headlight on their car or something. So it's expanded to that, and it's been good for me. I've really enjoyed, helping out wherever I can in the community. So
you've had a lot of growth in your project so far. Where do you see it going in the future?
I would like to see it go into maybe a restoration shop. That's kind of the dream. I found a school in McPherson, Kansas, where I can get a 4-year degree in automotive restoration, and I can learn anything from woodwork for the old woody wagons and interior stuff to how to build an engine. So I'm excited to go to that school, and then they can teach me how to run the business too at that school, actually. And so I'm excited to maybe open up my own shop there in Amarillo.
You said you're a senior in high school, so tell us a little bit more about how this project has prepared you for those future plans.
The mechanical knowledge that I've gained from doing those 5 tractors and showing them, I've won I don't even know the amount of money in tools, but I've a full sets of tools, a good sized toolbox that I'm going to use for probably the rest of my life, and then I'll take it to college with me. And but McPherson, Kansas, McPherson College, it's a private school. They only take about 50 students into their restoration program a year, and yeah, it's a really hands-on experience with how to restore cars and how to make money restoring cars, and tractors too. I went down there for a visit, and they do it on purpose. They have a car show at the same time to rope you in, but they had tractors there, and yeah, it was a really interesting experience. So I'm excited for that. It's gonna be
a bright future ahead for sure. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank today?
Yeah, I'd love to thank my ag teacher, Mr. Closey. He's been a great help, great support along the way. He may not be the most mechanical guy in the world, but he was there to support me the whole way. And Mr. Fulton, my welding teacher, he's been there along the way too. There's plenty of pictures in my record books with him from showing tractors. Miss Barton, she's the other ag teacher we have there at Canyon High, and she's been supportive all the way. And of course my dad and my mom, they've been there the whole way and helped me get my interest in it.
Well, wonderful. Congratulations on your award and best of luck in the future.
All right, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.